Sky FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, last night, Sunday, media outlets in Gaza reported that dozens of protesters in Beit Lahia, in the northern part of the strip, gathered on the streets calling for an end to the war. Children held signs that read, "We want to live and stop the war," and were also filmed chanting, "Hamas out." In recent weeks, sporadic demonstrations have taken place in Beit Lahia against Hamas and in favor of ending the war. With me to discuss this further is Thembise Fakude, who is a senior researcher and director at AfroSid, Africa Asia Dialogue. Thembise, thank you so much for joining us here on the Morning Mayhem. In your opinion, will these anti-Hamas protests have any significant impact on the current Gaza situation?
No, they don't have any significant impact because Gaza is under siege and Gaza, 90% of it is destroyed. And what's surprising, of course, to many is how was this march and protest allowed and covered so widely, whereas there are many other calls for people to access food, water and other amenities that are not heard, nor allowed to happen. But and this is what delegitimizes this protest yesterday, because you know, the way it was organized and people having the wherewithal that comes with protesters raised a lot of questions in terms of whether this was not sponsored by other forces.
Who would sponsor it?
Well, it's likely to be sponsored by the PA, which is Mahmoud Abbas, who has said that he wants Hamas to give up power and he wants to come and govern Gaza after he stolen the elections in 2006. And of course, the state of Israel would have sponsored it.
So what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that these kind of protests do not indicate that Hamas is losing control over the population. Rather, protesters are being paid or encouraged or something is happening behind the scenes to motivate them to go to the streets, correct?
Well, Hamas is not like the only political formation in Gaza, and like any other part of the world, it won't have total and complete support from the people. I mean, a lot of people at the moment, because of what's been happening in Gaza and the frustrations that they're having, who are not happy with their government, that is Hamas. But at the same time, we can't write off the fact that Hamas is a popular organization. It has been providing services, not only government services, but also in terms of social relief and work. Hamas is the only organization that's been operating in Gaza for a very long time. Now, what we've seen over the past couple of days are noises coming mainly from the PA, who's failed the people of not only in the West Bank and in Gaza, but of all the people of Palestine in general. They've continually postponed elections. I mean, Mahmoud Abbas was due for elections at least a decade ago. He hasn't done that, notwithstanding that, of course, his organization stole the vote in Gaza in 2006. So these new noises that we see happening in protests, for me, from where I sit, I think they are counter-revolutionary, and I don't think there's anything wrong with people protesting and wanting a different political alternative. But the way they are supported and in the manner in which they're allowed to happen, notwithstanding that people in Gaza bombarded continually, makes me wonder what are the forces behind them.
But Thembise, from where I sit, what I find surprising is that Hamas lets these protests happen. I do hear what you're saying, that Hamas is not in control in every single area of Gaza. But certainly the information we've received, since the war started, is that Hamas is in control and that people going to the streets like these protesters have are taking a huge risk. I mean, there were six people, if I remember correctly, six protesters who were executed for going to the streets and protesting against Hamas. So I'm surprised that there is this, in inverted commas, freedom for people to go to the streets and protest against Hamas.
Well, I don't think we should be surprised. I mean, the situation in Gaza calls for a change of course, whatever that is. And Hamas won't be, like anywhere else in the world, completely supported by whatever else, because people have got grievances, their lives have changed, and obviously others will blame Hamas for what has happened. But we can't write off the fact that over 60,000 people have been killed, some of them still lying under the rubble. and compare that to the six people that were executed, quote-unquote, by Hamas for protesting, which I doubt that has happened. What I think we should be calling for at the moment, and the way we should be looking at this is, what are the political differences that are arising? Not the overwhelming and the overall Gaza's position regarding this current war. I think there is one position, and that position is there must be a ceasefire, and the only party at the moment that will enable that ceasefire to occur, because they're negotiating with the Israeli government in Doha and other places, is Hamas. So Hamas is supported from that perspective, but I don't think Hamas is overwhelmingly 100%, of course, a party of everybody else. People support different political parties in Gaza, including Islamic Jihad and Fatah and others. So there will be those differences. But at the moment, I think the protests that are currently happening are raising a lot of concerns in terms of who supports them, why are they so freely executed, and why do you suddenly see this conflict happening between the government led by Hamas and the protesters?
I mean, I'm just listening carefully to what you're saying, and I'm wondering while you're talking, taking a different slant, if Mahmoud Abbas and his Fatah party are able to get protesters to the streets, I know you're not saying that it's conclusively them, it could be Israel or whatever, but let's just go with the theory that it's Fatah that's sponsoring these protests. That would suggest that there's a possibility in the future that Fatah could come back and control Gaza, that it's not just a scenario of Hamas or no one else. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, yeah, anything is possible after this, as long as there's going to be a free and open contestation. I think anything is possible. Hamas might lose, we don't know, but there are a lot of things that have happened over the past 18 months, and Fatah, you see now through Mahmoud Abbas, flexing his muscles, wanting to come back to Gaza. But we must also remember that it's the same organization that stole the elections. The reason why we have Hamas in Gaza is because Fatah, led by Mahmoud Abbas under the PLO, refused to accept that Hamas won the elections, both in the West Bank and in Gaza. And that's why at the moment we have these two territories governed by two separate powers. It's because of exactly the same person who's calling to be coming back as if he was a legitimate leader in the first place.
In your opinion, how is it possible that Israel or Fatah or whoever is behind these protests could be motivating people? I mean, as you mentioned right at the beginning, Gazans are starving. There's nothing going in or out. Israel has stopped the borders from the Israeli side in terms of deliveries, and the Egyptian border is closed by the Egyptians. So let's say these protests are being sponsored. How are people being given money or food or any kind of motivation in real terms to go to the streets and demonstrate against Hamas?
Well, I think there is a trickling in of food from other sources, particularly to those that are favored by Israel. They do get assistance from Israel, as we've seen. I mean, if you see some of the, I saw a footage of some of the placards that were carried by these people. These were freshly, beautifully printed. You wonder where they got that from. But there is a trickling in of resources coming from Israel, and there's also a trickling of resources from smugglers in Rafah crossing coming from Egypt. So you do get that. But I think if you really look at it overall, it's in the best interest for Israel to dilute the current overwhelming support of Hamas by bringing in other people who are raising legitimate concern. And I'm not saying they're not raising legitimate concerns, but raising legitimate concerns about the ending of this war and why they want to see a different power compared to what they have at the moment. So we can't write that off. But at the same time, as I have to be clear, that it doesn't mean that these people are not raising legitimate concerns.
How are regional powers like Iran and Qatar, who are known Hamas supporters, likely to respond to these protests? Or do you think they're just so small that they're insignificant?
I think they're insignificant. And I think the current power brokers and those that are working towards resolving this conflict won't take them that serious, because the main business of the day on the table is ceasefire. But of course, I wouldn't write Egyptians off from being involved in supporting these protests, because they've been involved in many other things in the past in terms of the polarization of the Palestinian political cohesion. So they might just be involved in it, but I don't think the Qataris are involved. We currently have a lot of stories coming out between what has happened in the past, known as Qatar Gate, at least inside Israel. News reports, Haaretz and others are reporting of that Qatar Gate. We don't know what's going on. So we can't, there are too many players who've got a lot of vested interests. Israeli private citizens and business is involved in Gaza. We now know, the Israeli Defense Force is continually bombarding Gaza, that we know. But the, outside this journalism and outside this media spectre that we see, there's a lot of other processes that are taking place. Most of them are for the personal benefits of businessmen, both from Egypt and from Israel and other countries in the Middle East. But importantly, while all of that is happening, the people of Gaza continue to suffer. And now we have a new outfit in the form of this new independent protesters. So they claim that want to see a different leadership in Gaza. And at least they're still also calling for the end of the war.
Tembisa, some really interesting points you raise. That's Tembisa Fakude, Senior Research and Director at AfroCID. Thank you for joining us here on the Morning Mayhem.
Thanks for having me.